Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about masks, as usual here, because
so it's tiresome.
I know, man.
But it's literally in your face.
Yep.
Literally. Well, they want it to be.
Yeah.
Right. And evidently here in New Hampshire, it's now required to be, according to His Excellency, Almighty Emperor himself, God King Sununu, has decreed that any gatherings, any scheduled non-regular gatherings of 100 or more people have to wear masks or some sort of nonsense along those lines.
Yep.
What is that order exactly?
The latest order, number 63 of His Excellency issuing.
How many
these
is that a month? That's averaging 12 to 15 a month.
Yeah, but a bunch of them came in the first 2 or 3 months. They're coming slower nowadays. The last one was August 5th, I think. So this one came out today. This is number 63. After a good 2 pages full of whereas, where they talk about all their alleged statistics and facts surrounding COVID-19, they cite that neighboring states have reported significant numbers of COVID-19 cases and that many individuals who attend large gatherings in New Hampshire come to the state from those other states. Therefore, pursuant to Section 18 of blah, blah, blah.
So there were 2 pages of these whereas?
Almost.
And that was, good
Usually
Lord.
There's 3 or 4 of them. So this one's actually a little on the short side. So here's what they order. Effective immediately that face covering shall be required for all persons who attend or otherwise present at the following activities that take place within the state of New Hampshire. Scheduling.
I love legal language, man. Who attend or are otherwise present.
Yeah, it is interesting. If you want to get into the legal land aspect of this, somebody like Mark Stevens or our new mover here, Calvin, who used to produce for Mark Stevens, Mark wrote a book called Adventures in Legal Land, so he's got some experience kind of taking this stuff apart. Some people would like to ask, and if you did get fined under this or charged, because it'll actually be a misdemeanor charge if you violate this, that you should ask in court when they have the man on the stand that is the witness against you, whichever cop it is or whoever, can you please define the state of New Hampshire? What is the state of New Hampshire? Am I within the state of New Hampshire?
Wouldn't he say yes?
Well, they might. But then I would like to know, what is the state of New Hampshire? Factually, what is it?
It's borders.
Go ahead, put yourself in the... Okay, you want to answer the question?
So I'm not going to answer
it. So, officer, you're saying that I was within the state of New Hampshire?
You were with these borders, which have been deemed the state of New Hampshire.
Okay, so are you defining the state of New Hampshire as political boundaries? Are you saying that it's the land?
I'm going to say everything within these borders that have been deemed the state of New Hampshire by law.
Okay. So, and this is where
we need to put the state of New Hampshire on the stand so that it can, you know, support its charges against me.
Well, they would say that that's impossible, but we can bring you representatives of the state of New Hampshire, which represent you, by the way, Arya.
How did they?
Because you voted for them and elected them into office.
I didn't vote for them.
I'm just saying.
I didn't elect them. I didn't put them into office.
So where is this argument going?
There's certain responses that you should make that I don't know off the top of my head because I'm not practiced at it.
Oh, this is sovereign citizen stuff, right?
No, it's not sovereign citizen stuff. It's just asking questions about, like, well, what is the state? Because some people would say what you said, which is to say that it's the land, that there's that this that this land between this arbitrary boundary, the Connecticut River, and this other arbitrary boundary on the east side and wherever, that this is the state of New Hampshire.
And some people might say that it is the people and the government that represents those people.
Well, some people would say that the state is actually a body politic,
right,
of individuals who are members of this particular organization calling itself the state of New Hampshire. Because, I think I remember the response. If somebody says it's the land, if the cop says it's the land, so are you saying that I'm being charged by the land? Oh, no, I'm the state of New Hampshire. Well, now, wait a minute. What is the state of New Hampshire? You're the state of New Hampshire?
Which is what I would say that I am not the state of New Hampshire, but I do represent
the state of New Hampshire.
And I was...
Are you representing the land, or are you representing a body politic?
That's what I would go, body politic.
Yeah.
I represent the people,
the people
which make up the state of New Hampshire.
Okay, so now, if we're agreeing that the state is a body politic, is there any evidence that I am within the state of New Hampshire?
Well, then maybe it's a combination of the land and the body politic.
Well, these are the interesting questions you can ask, you know, if you are brought up on charges under this. Let's get it on the record. What's the definition of the state of New Hampshire?
Does it get you charged with contempt of court?
Things like this could. Yeah, there is the possibility.
But it's not contemptual. It's just, I have supreme contempt for the courts,
yes,
but they don't need to know that.
The Mark Stevens tactics tend to put judges into positions where they have to either protect their buddies or get very angry. And they frequently will, drop a charge based on you've cornered them now into either having to admit that they're just a criminally violent gang or drop the charge, basically. It's a very interesting approach. So, anyway... did you want to hear more of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
So scheduled gatherings of 100 people or more for social, spiritual, so any church with more than 100 attendees is going to be in violation of this if they aren't all wearing masks.
What about peaceful protests? Is that on the list?
That is a scheduled gathering for social, spiritual, and recreational activities, including but not limited to community, civic, public, private, leisure, faith-based, political, or sporting events, parades, concerts, festivals, conventions, fundraisers, and similar activities where individuals are gathered in the same place at the same time.
But what if the peaceful protests are Black Lives Matter? Is Sununu going to go up against them?
Well, the Black Lives Matter people had wear masks in their notices.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And that was before it was illegal. Now it's illegal. Now, according to, some would say this isn't the law, but certainly the police, some of them are acting like it is. It's just a governor's order. Technically, by their own definitions, it's not a law.
Now, here's a question. So you have
it isn't, and I went by Cumberland Farms today, and they have a new sign on the door. Presumably because of the Keene ordinance, but their sign says because of statewide requirements, you must wear a mask when entering.
Yeah, well, Tractor Supply says...
New Hampshire, apparently.
Tractor Supply says because of orders from the governor, we require masks in this facility.
So they at least know it's not a law. So
Someone's making things up.
Well, it is because of orders from the government.
This was 3 months ago.
Yeah,
this is before anyone said anything. The Tractor Supply is, of course...
Businesses will just put whatever blame they can on the government. Oh, it's not us doing it. We're just doing it because the government says so. And just quiet.
Okay, here's a question. You have 150 people in an event. 100 of them are wearing masks. 50 of them are not. You think that would be rule breaking?
What if you have two different events, each of them containing 99 people that end up being in the same central square here?
How
in
do
Keene?
You know? Yeah, it's
99 of these people are here for the anti-mask protest.
Well,
the other 99 are here for something totally unrelated, and they just happen to not be wearing masks.
Correct. Here's how you do that. So we'll have the event on Saturday.
There's no way we're getting 198 people to this thing.
No. Well, you have so. We have one event, which is the anti-mask event, and we throw another event the same day, same place, Phil's birthday. And if
who's
anything,
Phil?
Who cares? So if anything happens...
Well, let's do Robert Paulson's birthday then.
If anything happens...
That would at least be funnier.
If anything goes down, you could just split everyone up and says, I was at Phil's birthday party, and these guys were the anti-mask guys.
Yeah, how do they know which group is which? You don't have to reserve the park. It's a common.
Right.
Anyone who wants to can show up there. How would they know with who?
You could just be a maskless spectator.
And by the way, there is going to be a second event there at the same time in the morning because there's the peace vigil that happens there every Saturday.
And then you have your anti-anti-maskers there.
Right, so there's going to be at least three different groups.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Wish I didn't have to work.
Oh, and they're going to go after the organizer, by the way.
Do they know the organizer?
Well, they're going to try to figure it out. Usually they'll show up and say, who's in charge here?
Nobody, dude. We just kind of
But they're
gathered.
Not all like us. Somebody will point to somebody.
This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to divvyproject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from divvyproject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. divvyproject.org. D-I-V-I project.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DINOVITE.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dinovite comes, and I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always lays a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And from mid-March to mid-July, Divi, the new easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we have been promoting on Free Talk Live, increased in value by 10 times. Nothing stopping Divi from increasing exponentially again, and in fact, that's their goal. Divi's price jumped 10 times in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Will they go up further when the wallet is fully released? I don't know, but at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. You can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode or staking Divi. They even have a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since last September. Will you answer? DiviProject.org. That's CIVIProject.org. Let's go to the phones. We've got Mike calling from Colorado. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for taking my call, and it's so great to be here. I just had a quick comment about Senator Kamala Harris, the Joe Biden VP pick, which was recently announced today, earlier today. I think it was such a dynamic choice on Joe's end. And, some of her experience, District Attorney of San Francisco, Attorney General of California, U.S. Senator from 2017 to present. And I just think,
you missed her big calling cards here. She's a woman. She's a person of color.
Yeah.
She's a cop.
She's very important to me. And
Democrats don't care about that because, one, she's a woman, and she's a person of color.
Supposedly they do. How do you think, Mike, all of the defunders, the police defunders, are going to take this? Or do you think they were even going to vote for Biden in the first place? I don't think they were.
Of course they are. These are the same people who...
These are Bernie boys.
These are the same people who supported Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she was like, we need to abolish ICE.
Bernie's out, and Bernie supports the police, too. He came out with a statement.
Right. Well,
you can't trust these guys.
I think that she's very important to the future of this country, and I think that, it's going to be, it's kind of like game on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Are you serious, bro?
I think she's going to play an important part to the future of this
country.
In what way? I think she has a lot of good ideas on diversity. I think she has a
really?
Lot of...
Like what?
She's black and she's a woman.
Right, but I think she genuinely wants to help people, and I think that,
her record as Attorney General does not suggest that.
especially on her own community. Yeah, she was hurting them more than anyone.
Yeah, do you know what an Attorney General does?
They oversee the cases in their district for their state.
They're the top cop. Yeah.
Right.
So you think this woman helps people? She's putting peaceful people in prison in California.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely think she's making steps in the right direction to help.
Which direction is that?
Just to help the conversation of racial injustice in this country.
How's that? How many black people do you think she sent to prison?
Well, there's a reason that they were sent to prison. So, I don't think that they were.
So how's she helping racial injustice?
I think she's helping racial injustice.
Is it because she's like an Uncle Tom? An Uncle Tom and she does whatever she's told to do?
I think she takes time to listen to people's issues, hear their problems. And
she didn't take the time to hear evidence that the drug lab that were testing people in more than 1,000 cases when she was the DA was actually sound. I mean, she didn't take time to care then or to help people then.
And what happened there? They put people in prison wrongfully?
Yes. More than 1,000 people, evidently. Cases that were ultimately dismissed, and, Kamala Harris didn't want to let these people out of jail because, she's the DA. This is how they make all their money.
And it's a political position, too, and she wants to get as many convictions as she possibly can so she can do things like run for office and talk about how tough on crime she is.
Yeah, but we know how she really got in her position. But anyways, Mike, are you going to be voting for a Biden-Kamala ticket?
I think that she is kind of an opportunist. I mean, I totally agree with you that she, obviously to get in those positions of high power like that, DA, Attorney General, you have to...
Well, now, hold on. Is she an opportunist or is she somebody who's genuinely trying to help people? Because it doesn't work both ways.
A little bit of both. I think she's...
No, it doesn't work both ways.
Okay.
So, Mike, you are in support of Kamala Harris, correct?
And
you
think I'm not... not supporting her. I'm kind of a libertarian myself.
No, you're not.
So I
okay. You're just trolling. Either you're just trolling or you actually believe the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I just honestly, I wanted to get your opinion.
Well, which
on
is
Kamala
it?
Harrison.
All right, I'll give you my opinion. I'll give you my opinion. She's a horrible human being.
She is a politician.
And Biden
she's a
lying
scum.
And Biden is an idiot.
Okay.
I will also add that she's not an Uncle Tom. She's an Aunt Jemima.
She's worse than a politician. She's also a cop.
No, she can't be Aunt Jemima because they took her out.
Yes, and they made her the vice presidential candidate.
And Aunt Jemima is sweet, and if I ate pancakes, I would love to pour her all over my pancakes.
Yep.
Mike, thank you so much for the call. I don't think it was a good choice. I think there's almost anyone with a D next to their name who would have been a better choice.
It's really the worst choice.
No, I've heard.
What about Tulsi Gabbard? That would have been at least a decent choice.
But she's too much of a rabble rouser.
Yeah, that wouldn't have worked at
all. She's anti-war.
That's what the Democratic left kind of needs right now.
That's not what they want.
That's not what they claim to want. I mean, look at Trump talking about pulling more troops out, and they're all up in arms like. They've never been before. It's like, wait, hold on now. Are you anti-war or not?
I mean, plus Tulsi Gabbard's no fan of the police.
Now, I've heard from the Democrats or people who used to be Democrats that Kamala, or however you say her name, she would never be picked because of her skin color. If anything happened to Biden, she would in fact become the first woman black president.
Certainly.
And when you consider how...
And it's likely something will happen to Biden.
And when you consider
he's likely to do something to himself.
When
you
consider how racist Democrats are at their core, they say they're not, but they really are, they would never pick a black woman first before a white woman was first elected.
I don't know.
So this is a new play. The fact that he went this route, I didn't think that he was going to go this route.
There was no other alternative that I saw. I mean, this was who I always assumed was going to be the VP pick.
If there was any doubt before, Joe Biden may be even more of a police status than Trump. It's hard to say, but man, with this choice, it's like it's getting pretty clear.
Question: what would happen? So he's the Democratic.
Nominee.
Yeah. What would happen if he died next month? Would Kamala move up in rank?
Would they
vote for another nominee?
I guess they could probably throw it in something at the last minute, but a lot of state ballots may be printed already at that point. So, there's a good chance that Biden would appear. Because remember back in 2000, I think it was the year 2000, or maybe it was 2004, there was that one race where John Ashcroft ran against some guy who died. In the middle of the race, John Ashcroft, like the former head of Department of Homeland Security or whoever the hell he was with the Bush administration. And I don't know, it was like a U.S. Senate race or some fairly large, might have been U.S. rep. But anyway, this guy beat John Ashcroft from the grave.
Wow.
And everybody knew he died, too, right? Like, so it wasn't like a secret that this guy died. They went out and voted for the dead guy to beat John Ashcroft.
Was this in New Hampshire?
No.
Oh, wow.
Some other state.
That's
Governor Mel Carnahan?
That's it, yeah.
Killed 3 weeks ago in a plane crash.
I would expect that sort of thing in New Hampshire. Oh, we got a dead guy on the ticket? We're voting for him.
Yeah.
That's the guy we need.
Well, you've got some municipalities are voting their cats in as mayor.
And this is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Joe Biden announced via Twitter that he selected Senator Kamala Harris from California to be his running mate. Regarding the pick of Harris, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman tells Fox News,
"People would say, what was it like? I said, it was like being on a magic carpet from August through Election Day."
During his coronavirus briefing, President Trump reacts to the news.
"So I was a little surprised that he picked her. I've been watching her for a long time, and I was a little surprised. She was extraordinarily nasty to Judge Kavanaugh then, now Justice Kavanaugh. She was nasty to a level that was just a horrible thing, the way she was, the way she treated now Justice Kavanaugh."
Senator Harris and Biden will appear for the first time together at an event on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. In Illinois, Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox is being criticized for not prosecuting other looters earlier this summer who were arrested during protests sparked by the death of George Floyd. Police Superintendent David Brown saying the looters are emboldened since there were no consequences, while Mayor Lightfoot said looters need to be held accountable and not cycled through the system. This has former Chicago cop Anthony Napolitano saying Fox needs to go.
"It's time to step up. I think Chicagoans woke up on Monday and drew a line in the sand and said you're either on the side of good or you're on the side of evil. And if the state's attorney can't do it, she's got to step down."
More than a million homes and businesses are without power as cleanup continues in the Midwest. A rare windstorm known as Derrico ripped through 770 miles in 14 hours. The presidents of the Big Ten and Pac-12 schools say there will be no college football in their conferences this fall because of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And let's go to the phones. We've got Stephen calling from Anypay here in New Hampshire. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I have some important breaking news out of Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland. This pertains to the United States military. You see, the Army conducted a soldier-first survey from mid-June to late July, asking the soldiers a number of questions about the tools they needed to remain an Army soldier. And the number one piece of equipment the military needs to survive in combat, according to the soldiers, is rifles that also serve as Wi-Fi hotspots that can connect to Facebook and Twitter.
Did they really say that?
What? Look, I want to tell everyone about duffelblog.com. Duffelblog.com. It's a hilarious satire website.
Okay. So this isn't true.
is created by military people. It's really funny.
I think there is some semblance of truth to this, though, because I was actually just talking with a couple of guys. Tyler is our Thursday night co-host here on Free Talk Live. He was in the Navy, and I forget who it was that was saying this, but basically, like, even when he compares to, like, what it was like when he was in the Navy, which was just within the last decade or so, and what it's like now, like, it just keeps getting softer and softer. It's, like, easier and easier to get through the basic trainings and the expectations that they have. He joked that, do you remember the news story about that that Navy ship that was on fire, like, a month ago or 3 weeks ago, and just kept burning for, like, days while it was in the port? They couldn't control the fire on it. He says if any other...
Wait, and no steel beams melted?
I don't know. I don't know any of the details on it, Conan, but what he joked was is that if any other ship catches fire, then they're just all going to burn because these people don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to put a fire out. They, you know, like, the people on the boat couldn't handle this.
Well, that's not just the military. That's a lot of generally. That's a lot of organizations out there.
Well, his point was they're getting softer and softer, and I think that's what the joke is, Stephen, that you're reading there, is that these military boys are getting soft, and so they just want to be on Wi-Fi instead of...
Well, how does one put out a fire that can engulf a ship of that size?
I don't know. I guess firemen know that sort of thing.
Surrounded by water, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it's above the water, not in it.
Well, I mean, you would think you could just drop your hoses, your sump hoses down into the water and just, you know, endless supply. It's not like you're going to run out of retardant.
The truth is everyone should get ready for the robotic military that is funded, that is purchased from Boston Dynamics with a bunch of robot drone things. And the kind of soldiers that you're going to see are people who are really good at controlling robots over Wi-Fi.
And it's going to be straight.
They're going to be highly specialized.
It's going to be
straight. And they're going to love Twitter.
I'm sorry. It's going to be straight Ender's Game. You're going to have little kids over in the desert somewhere in military bases. And they think they're playing video games. But in actuality, they're actually controlling these robots and they're killing human beings, but they don't realize it till the end of the book.
100%. And you know what? That's better than humans killing humans, because there's less death. And eventually we'll get to a world with no death and no militaries. But meantime...
That was the thing, though. I don't think the American robots will be shooting at, you know...
Other countries' robots. It might be like that.
Yeah, well, it's only halfway there.
Great. Then it's just like a never-ending episode of Robot Wars, where these people just assume that the victory or loss of their robot is a bigger deal than it is.
Except we're constantly working ourselves to the bone, paying taxes into all these new robots, and so that kind of sucks.
No, I think you have a responsibility as an American patriot to do your best to use the corporate laws to not pay any taxes. And if you want some entertainment, go to duffelblog.com. And if you're a normal person and you want to defund the military, you should use Bitcoin Cash instead of dollars everywhere you go, because using dollars funds the military and causes all of this death.
Yeah. Stephen, thank you so much for the call. Always a pleasure to have you.
He's calling us from AnyPay headquarters, by the way.
He is. I saw that. Awesome company. We now have two additional places here in Keene that are accepting cryptocurrency because of the AnyPay app.
Keene Barber, and then YOLO, which is an ice cream place.
Exciting developments. I would absolutely agree.
He's talking. He wants to say something else.
Guys, yeah. By the way, like, very soon, this is really Keene specific, but you're not going to have to touch the iPad to choose which currency you want to use. You can just scan the code that shows up first and pay.
Like, soon.
It's going to be magic.
Soon.
Now, is this going to be the same sort of technology that allows you to put out the QR codes, like, on your merchandise, like you guys have at the AnyPay headquarter?
That is the same technology, yes. So for anyone listening along and they want the best Bitcoin experience, they should get the Edge wallet. That's the best wallet for Bitcoin. So download the Edge wallet in the Play Store or the App Store, and you're going to have the best experience using Bitcoin. And if you're a merchant, AnyPay is the way.
It's true. AnyPayInc.com. Thanks, Stephen.
And the Edge wallet in particular is great. I mean, that's the one I use when I go shopping. I used to use Coinami just because that's where all of my crypto addresses were going.
And then they closed their source. Koinomi was originally an open source project, and at some point they were like, okay, we're closing it up. Like, what? What are you doing?
I don't think I ever used them when they were open source. My issue with them was that the desktop version of their wallet was sending out people's 14-word passphrases to Google over plain HTTP to be spell-checked.
Yep, not good.
I mean, that, I do not want my cryptocurrency held by a company that makes decisions by them. And it's not...
made a huge mistake.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the level of security and awareness these people are putting into their application,
but
I don't want to use it.
But the nice thing would have been if they'd stayed open source, somebody could have listed or whatever, but they had closed their source, and I believe Edge is actually open source and takes contributions from all manner of people that want to contribute to the work. So
it is open source, and from what I've seen, Chris Wade, who is a co-host, into hiring a programmer to add a certain thing to the Edge wallet, so that it works with Dash, right?
That's right.
I don't use a lot of Dash anyway. So the fact
and it's BSV and BTC, so and pretty cool stuff coming.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. It'll be nice to not have to say. I was a little bothered when they removed the Bitcoin Cash words from the logo because I have to when I go in there. I'm like, oh, I'm paying with Bitcoin Cash. I'm like, oh, it's BCH, but hey, it's not a big deal.
They know. I think they. I hope they're going to be working on that. He's smiling right now. So we'll
I mean, it's still not a big deal to just like, BCH. So
see, I don't think he knows he's gone yet. And he's not. He's still there. What, Stephen?
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead.
So they don't want to know. They don't want to know which coin you want to use. Just tell them you want to pay with AnyPay, and then use whichever coin you want. It'll just magically work. They won't have to know.
This is like within the next couple of weeks. You're jumping the gun here, Stephen. This isn't ready yet.
But this is live right now with the Edge
just
wallet.
Get ready.
Bitcoin
just
cash.
Get ready. Put it in your mind.
Yeah.
Put it in your mind. You know, by the time you go again to spend, it'll be there.
Well, unless you're in Keen, which we're going
tomorrow.
What is
the AnyPay specific QR code that the AnyPay app is generating if it's not that?
It's a QR code that works with all the wallets. It works with the Edge wallet for all the currencies. And it works with the Dash wallet and the hand cash wallet.
Right. Is it the AnyPay app already generating that QR code, though?
It is, but the Edge wallet isn't quite ready for it. So that's why I say
but it works with everything but Dash and like Bitcoin Core.
No, not yet.
Oh. Okay. No.
Well, if you use Bitcoin Cash, obviously you're ahead of the game.
It's true.
And right. But yeah, either way, go ahead and get the Edge wallet if you're a listener and you haven't tried Bitcoin yet. It's the best, and you won't regret it. You're going to love it.
Not too late. Great advice. Thank you, Stephen.
Excellent, Stephen. And you can find the Edge wallet at edge.app. It's also on the Google Play and the iOS stores. I would definitely recommend people use it. You don't have to worry about any of that 14-word passphrase nonsense or any
so
of that.
Easy.
Yeah, just log in with your new username and password, and you're in. It's great. This is Free Talk Live.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984. If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Conan, and Ian. And let's keep going with the phones. We've got Rob calling from Vermont. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Hey, you guys were talking earlier. I think that guy from California there, he was talking about Kamala Harris, the one that got picked by Biden, and how much of a wonderful person she is.
Oh, Kamala Harris. He wasn't California. He was, I've already forgotten the state. Washington, I think.
Washington. Okay. My bad.
It's okay.
But, these people like that, they just continue to break the laws, and they're allowed to continue on with either a county job or a state job or a federal job. Like for instance,
when you say these people, you mean politicians, right?
Politicians, yeah. Right? Like for instance, like the city of Keene, they had an attorney. That was the Peter Heed. He was a county attorney, and then he went on to become the attorney general in the state of New Hampshire. And then a year and a half, 2 years into there, he got arrested. He left his position because he was playing, grab ass up at Mount Washington.
What was he doing?
The city of Keene, allowed him to come back and take the original position that he had again,
mm-hmm.
And then a year or so after that, he was arrested for DWI, and he lost his position. It's people like that. I mean, another prime example is like what happened today. The former mayor of Claremont, New Hampshire, sent to jail for 2 months for child molestation.
Oh, man.
2 months. You know?
Well, it's just a few bad apples.
A few bad apples.
The former mayor, hold on, I haven't seen this anywhere. The former mayor of Claremont has been sent to jail for 2 months?
For child molestation. He molested this 20-year-old woman that's retired, I guess. She took the mind of a first grader, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, the same, you know, former mayor was on the school board and everything else. And, you know, and so what else has he done?
Now, wait a minute. At what age?
He was charged with sexual assault.
At what age?
But it wasn't child molestation.
I was going to say, at what age did he molest this 20-year-old if it was child molestation?
Well, I mean, if this person's got the mind of only a first grader,
he sexually assaulted a disabled woman.
Yes,
that is assaulting a child.
Well, now that's an interesting discussion.
It doesn't say anything here about the person being mentally disabled.
Mm. Well, either way,
it doesn't say anything about the victim, though.
Okay, but it's still an interesting question, though, right? Like, if there's an age of consent in New Hampshire that's the age of 16 for sex, then a mentally disabled person who is 20 or 30 or 40, are they ever able to make a decision that they want to have sex? Or somebody, some doctor said at some point, well, you have the mind of a, 10-year-old.
And a reverse question, if it can work in that direction where someone older than the age of consent, in terms of years, cannot have sex because of their mental... Because
some doctors...
Yeah, because of where their brain is at. Because someone who is under that age be qualified because of where their brain is
at. Oh, no, never at any point.
Mature.
No, at never any point could that ever be allowed, according
well,
to the law.
Well, then the other can't be allowed. I mean, if we're going to go by hard numbers, hard 100% concrete ages, then that's what we're going to go by, right?
The victim was developmentally disabled, and it was another girl as well, and I guess we might be hearing stories about that as well. And
Thank you for the call. There's a lot of background noise there, so we appreciate it. I certainly hadn't seen anything about this yet.
Well, he's right about the Peter Heed story. That's an old story. He's referring to the county's attorney here in Cheshire County was the head attorney general in New Hampshire, and he did resign amid charges of sexual harassment.
Hey, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, positions of power attract power-seeking individuals who usually turn out doing things like these. And the times that we actually find out about them, a lot of these people are just skating under the rug. They're getting away with murder, and we don't even know about it. Or we never hear about it because some friend judge decides that we should take care of this.
So this person may have been under the legal age anyway. I don't know without reading the article, but the person...
You mean at the time?
Yes, the person was a developmentally disabled Stevens High School student.
Oh.
I mean, there are high school students who are 17 and 18, and in 16. New Hampshire that would have been illegal. I mean, totally legal.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless I go further down here and dig into it, and I'm just not that. No.
We already know he's a scumbag.
Oh, obviously. He was 78, evidently, when this happened.
Well, I mean... Guys can still make babies, I think, at that age. So I imagine some of them are still driven. The old dirty old man terminology exists for a reason.
Dirty old lecher.
Right? I think the...
His quotes about this are absolutely shocking.
Let's hear it.
Did I do it because my 18-year-old libido came back? It felt good, and I became the 18-year-old again.
quote from the mother, my daughter has nightmares and she's not the same anymore, end quote.
How did he get in the same room with this girl?
He took two girls on a...
I mean, if you're the mayor, it can't be too difficult.
Oh, I don't know. Does the mayor spend a lot of time in the high school?
He took them on an off-campus volunteering opportunity to an animal shelter.
Oh, and then did what?
Well...
Do they get into the details?
Oh, they got to the petting zoo at the very least, clearly.
And Biden was there, and he's like, that could have been me.
Biden was there, he's like, too old.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. Former mayor arrested.
And this was which town?
Claremont.
Okay.
Just north of us.
And it doesn't say that he was, like, sentenced to 2 years or anything like that. What I've seen is that he was released on PR.
Yeah.
Is what I've seen. So who knows? Maybe it will. Maybe we'll have a development at some point. Conan, you had a story that you brought in. I don't have it pulled up in front of me. Do you?
I do. So the big question, getting back to the old COVID nonsense, the game, is, you know, if this was actually planned from the beginning, which I believe it was, at least it was overhyped in such a way and that a lot of powerful people are taking advantage of it. I think it was completely planned. But anyways, despite all of that,
who
stands to gain from this crisis? And I, as I've said before, a lot of people are taking advantage. I don't think it's one cabal that is pulling all the strings and making all the decisions. I think it's a bunch of people, a bunch of different groups. You got Big Pharma making their vaccines. You've got local governments, state governments, federal governments, whole country governments that stand to get a lot from this. You have the Democrats with their mail-in voting who stand to get a lot from this, they think anyways.
Mm-hmm. I heard there was record turnout in Hawaii. They had a mail-in vote.
Well, I mean,
Do they mail the ballot to your house?
Correct, and you mail it right back.
That's a lot easier. I could certainly see turnout being enormously increased.
But typically, if the stats are correct, Democrats will always get the upper hand if you don't have to physically go in somewhere, because people are just lazy and a lot of them happen to be Democrats. But anyways,
I would also argue that by the numbers, there are a lot more Democrats in the United States than there are Republicans.
Another group who stands to benefit from this are the Prince Charleses of the world that, you know, we were talking about the World Economic Forum, where they're all getting together talking about their Great Reset. And then, of course, you got the Bill Gates of the world with this megalomaniac eugenicist who wants to control everything. This is his Sim City, and he is out to just control everything
I realize he's
obsessed. Because he says it all the time. He is obsessed with population reduction
and population control.
Yeah, but he's got
No. They're not opinions when he is actually making it happen. When he is actually...
So are you against capitalism?
This is not
are
capitalism.
Are you against
this
a billionaire who built a thing that made him billions of dollars using that money to influence the society
I don't know where you're going with this, because what he's doing is not capitalism. When you take my rights away from me and you use government, the force and power of government that you control in a way to control me, how is that capitalism? That's not freedom. That's not free market.
That isn't exactly the question I asked either. So if he bought out every store on the planet, was like, I don't want you to sell to
how
people
is he able
who
to
aren't
do
wearing
that?
Masks.
He can't do that in a free market.
If he's got billions of dollars, he certainly could.
Why does he have billions of dollars?
This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.